How's it going?
Kia ora, how are you?
Great, thank you. So I'm chatting to Andrew from Salmonella Dub. Super exciting time for you guys with the new release. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind the latest music and how it kind of reflects the evolution of the Salmonella Dub sound?
Sure thing, and thanks heaps for having me on your breakfast show.
Of course.
This album's been a long one in the making, and it started with a process almost 10 years ago. And we kind of stumbled through the lockdowns. It was ready to be released in 2021. The last track was recorded here in our Whakatū studio with Troy Kingi, and he was in Nelson doing a show with Delaney at the Theatre Royal, which that show didn't happen. I went and picked him up from a motel, and we wrote the last track, Hands in the Soil, together. And Sal Dub was looking at going into a 14-date tour at that point. Of course, all of that was cancelled through the 2021 lockdown and then the red light of 2022, and it's been a long recovery since then, and I know everyone's been through a hell time through all of that. But the album itself, we've developed, I guess, a bunch of guests that have actually helped develop the album with us. So we had Nino Birch from seminal band Beat Rhythm Fashion wrote three tracks with us. And we've had Free Marco Black. She was here after Richard Nunn's Tangi. God bless him. Richard and Free Marco joined us for a New Zealand Symphony Orchestra tour with Paddy Free a few years back. And Free came through and stayed with us and wrote five tracks in the studio. We've also got the Mighty Asterix, who's been with the band and the Sal Dub sound system for the last 15 years. So it's actually quite a long album, released across three 12-inch vinyls. So there's 22 tracks by the time we finished it, and we've split those into two digital albums. So the first one came out yesterday. For All Things Alive, it's got a co-papa around the whakapapa of the environment. So I guess the themes behind it are around reconnecting with the environment, and hence the vinyl was called Return to Our Kōwhai. And then the digital album's called For All Things Alive. And that co-papa came from actually my son Marnie gave me a book called The Science of Psychedelics, How to Change Your Mind. And there's a quote in there from Albert Hoffman talking about the whakapapa of the environment. Well, he didn't use the word whakapapa, I changed that up. But kind of reflecting on how things are all connected. So yeah, that's kind of the background to the album.
Wow.
It's just been such a cathartic process.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So good that it's finally finished and we're finally releasing it.
which is so exciting. And obviously, you know, there has been many different, I don't know, Salmonella Dub's a group that seems to have like been through many different transitions and phases. So how would you say the dynamic of the band has changed over the years?
Well, the core of the band has remained the same. So Dave, Mark and I, showing our age here, started Salmonella Dub in 1992. And as a writing partnership, we've always written from the rhythm bed up. So perhaps slightly different from other writing processes, which might be around a lyric or a song, we write from the rhythm bed. And so that co-pup has remained the same right throughout our writing process. And we've always engaged, a horn section around what we do. Our horn players have changed over the years, but the writing process has remained the same. And it's, I guess this album reflects kind of similar styles to what we've done with albums Inside the Dub Plates, One Drop East. There's a mixture of jungle, some tempo switches, you know, from dub 85 BPM, switching it up to 160 to 170. And then kind of electronic funk and our kind of typical Sal Dub style. Of course, Salmonella Dub as a name was always taking the mickey. It was a tongue-in-cheek idea, Salmonella being food poisoning. And back in the day, we'd mix up our set with some what we considered bad taste covers in a dub reggae style. Good example, Fred Dagg had a great song called Larry Loves Barry. Larry was a a six-year-old boy who had been given an emu for his birthday. The lad called his emu Barry, and then announced at the dinner table at Christmas that he wanted to marry Barry.
Aww.
So Larry Loves Barry was one of our first tongue-in-cheek covers.
Fantastic. And yeah, just before I have to let you go, I wanted to touch on the Auckland show you guys are playing. Salmonella Dub Sound System is playing at the studio in Auckland on Friday, the 11th of October. That's super exciting.
Yep. And we're bringing Ferry Marco Black with us, Mighty Asterix, and our horn section. And we'll be mixing up our full back catalogue of anthems and remixes alongside some of the new album tracks. And we've got our special guests, Israel Star and Rhythm Cartel and the Sunshine Sound System. So that's on Friday. And it's been 5 years since we've been played Auckland, so really looking forward to it.
Nice. And we do have a double pass to give away to that show. So if you would like to get your hands on that double pass, text on through 5395, name, B card number, Salmonella Dub, and we'll give that away before nine. But yeah, what can people look forward to at the Auckland show? Are there any little surprises planned?
Well, we're bringing a full visual show with dance floor experience, really, with video projection. Got a great mix of all video footage going back 30 years now. And the Sail Dub Sound System, it's just over a two-hour seamless dance floor set. We'll be on stage around 10 o'clock. We'll be, as I said, mixing up some of those anthems that have been remixed by the likes of Moo from Fat Freddy's Drop, The Nomad, Mad Professor, Adrian Sherwood, alongside, of course, that's some of our new album tracks with our guests, Ferry Marco Black and The Mighty Asterix.
Fantastic. Well, that's super exciting. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. The show in Auckland is going to be phenomenal and the album is great. So thank you so much.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. And now, I mean, obviously, it's only right that we do listen to some Salmonella Dub, but I'm gonna run it back a few years. This is a stone cold classic from Salmonella Dub, Tui Dub.